All right, we're back. Great interview, Tristan Wirfs. Very nice guy. That line room is forever. Just
they're killing us. They're the best.
All great guys. And then also Mike J and Ben Hansen. Ben Hansen runs the Legacy Hawks. He's big in the program there for Iowa football. And then Mike J, they are coming on. They're having the Weekend Warrior. What is it? Project or event?
Event? It's in May. We'll get full details in this pod because they're coming on. But it's for the Track Guy Foundation, I believe. They raise money to help promote kids running track and just helping out those who can't afford to do it by like getting them shoes and stuff. That's what I saw on the website. But Mike Jay's a pretty big name in Iowa track. I know he's a big announcer. Wirfs knew who he was when we were talking about him in the pod. And Ben Hansen's the freaking goat, man. He's the man. He's an Iowa Hawk legend. He is the man. I don't know what else to describe him. He's the goat.
You know what I forgot to ask is his comparison. Have you ever seen the picture of him and Caden Proctor next to each other?
Wirfs, it's insane.
it's like one of the best lineman pictures ever.
You see the picture of like Proctor recently? No. Like just him sitting at like one of the cafeteria tables. It looks like a little kid table.
Like the little tykes one.
Yeah, I can actually. I'll get you that picture. It's insane.
Oh man, what great guy though. Wirfs is awesome. He's lived probably the coolest NFL life anyone could.
Yeah, out of anyone in the league right now. I mean, the guy. First year was Tom Brady was his quarterback with Gronk, Mike Evans. He said AB wins the Super Bowl. They have the float parade. He parties 16 days straight. I mean, he made, what, three Pro Bowls? Three Pro Bowls?
Yep.
I mean, the dude's
a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is insane.
Monster human beings.
Wirfs is huge, but yeah,
that's so good. Big week. Being an Iowa fan right now during basketball season is one of the most fun things because Caitlin Clark is the best player in the country, and people are pissed.
She is the best men and women basketball player of all time.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's the best player in the country. So it's like
Caitlin Clark number one, Michael Jordan number two. Chauncey Billups, number three.
Chauncey Billups.
And then LeBron.
Luka Garza, four.
Luka, four.
Kobe, five.
LeBron's 25.
Yeah, he might not even crack the top 100.
No, it'd be tight. It's between him or.
Yeah, you see LeBron ruined our All-Star Week? Just his era of basketball, everyone just stopped trying.
Yeah, it's been going. I hate the NBA. I always
have. He ruined the NBA. He ruined All-Star Weekend. He's a fraud.
Fraud. The only person who's carried All-Star Weekend the past 2 years is Mac McClung.
Yeah.
And the dude doesn't even have an NBA contract. He's a G League player.
So it doesn't count.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is so fun, though. Jay Williams had the hot take. I don't know if you saw this. He said, Caitlin Clark's not great because she doesn't have a ring. First off, buddy, if she wanted to transfer to LSU like Van Lith did, she could have, even though they look terrible with Van Lith, you know, too much star power. She could have gone to South Carolina. She could have transferred in South Carolina if she wanted to. She didn't. She's with her home state, the people who love her, the people who have her back. She's not a sellout. And yeah, guess what? She got us to the championship game, and this isn't a program who I don't think they've ever been to a championship game.
Well, Jay Williams doesn't know jack shit about women's basketball. And the only opinion that matters are the people that have played against her. And the South Carolina head coach said she is the best who will ever do it.
That's right. It was funny, though. The other thing that came out was when Cheryl Swoopes got it just completely botched Even if you know women's basketball, maybe you don't, because Cheryl Swoopes completely botched Caitlin Clark's stats, blocked everyone, and then she reached out to Angel Reese to apologize to Caitlin Clark. What a soft move.
Yeah, Cheryl Swoopes, maybe even if your name sounds like Hoops, doesn't mean you know Hoops.
Fuck off. That was good. That was good.
Thank you.
I like that one.
Yep. I just came up. It fired me up.
It's awesome, though, seeing the women's basketball world just go in flames because Caitlin's just better than everyone. Everyone.
It's not like it's not even close.
Do you remember the video when they were asking, or Brittany Griner said she beat DeMarcus Cousins one-on-one?
Yeah, when the head coach for the women's basketball team for Connecticut said he put his mortgage on Boogie.
Yeah. That was obviously, like, Brittany Griner would get torched against anyone in the NBA because she's slower. She's not 7 feet. I think she's like 6'9".
She would not do good against the big men in the NBA. Like,
Caitlin Clark is the only one I think could win one-on-one out of like anyone who they brought to the table.
There'd be a lot of guys who would just struggle.
Where she shoots on the basketball court, it's the same court the guys play on.
She's fast twitch. She's got good ball. She can see the floor. Dude, she is just unbelievable. If someone said, hey, you should go guard, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's over. We're losing. Her breaking the record with a logo 3, just putting a stamp, like they had to show that highlight to everyone and just show her. She's the most entertaining player in college basketball right now. Like, no guy in college basketball is doing that. So watching her night in, night out has been a treat.
You know what's sweet is, like, I'm so fucking sick of watching LeBron highlights, and now they have Caitlin Clark highlights, so I'm perfectly fine with that.
She might be the most famous basketball player right now because the NBA.
No, actually,
no one watches that stuff. No one watches the NBA.
She is sick.
Huh.
Like, I genuinely want a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Yes. Man, she's awesome.
Yeah, she fires me up.
What if she comes back for another year?
I think she's going to.
She'll be like the Beatles.
Like, I'm not saying this, in a bad way, but she will make more money staying in college just because of the NIL. Like, she's the biggest name in women's college basketball. Like, she's gonna stay.
All right. I hate to roast you on this. But terrible take. all her deals are national brands, so they stay with her when she goes to the WNBA. Where I do agree, though, is the W. Yeah, it's like State Farm. Like, she's on all these commercials. That's not NIL. That's national.
What about Hy-Vee?
I mean, she can get a grocery store and
wherever. Dude, the Hy-Vee deal is fat.
I'm sure they'll keep her, though. Just being from Iowa is enough to.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That was a terrible take. I forgot those are national brands.
All right, you know what? Bad take. That's all right. On to the next one. Here's where I think you're right. No one watches the WNBA. I think it's a terrible. Like,
we're saying that in the nicest way possible.
No. It's a terrible league. NBA is a terrible league too. This is not like a sexist take. They're both terrible leagues. They start like making money. It's just the beauty of college, and I think this with college football too. The beauty of college is how much the fans care. It's like Carver Hawkeye, every night is packed. Every time Caitlin hits a three, they go nuts. Like,
yeah.
First shot of the game for her, it was probably one of the loudest it's been all season, just because they were so hyped about the record.
Right.
Week in or every day in, day out in Carver, it is electric for a women's game in there. The men's, you know, there's a debate how they struggle, but with attendance. But there's nothing like college sports. The fans just love it, dude.
Dude, I will say, like, our sports teams, I'm not saying – well, first off, the best sports team we have is our women's basketball team. Second off, like every – men and women, every team has been doing very solid. Like very solid to above solid. Like women's basketball team is the outlier. Football team, they went 10-2, but that shouldn't
have been. We went to the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, whatever. men's basketball team, not great. The women's wrestling team, sick. The men's wrestling team, sick. Our soccer team, sick. Our freaking field hockey team is always top five in the country.
Baseball
is going to be fucking – Brody's going to be the best pitcher in the history of college baseball this year.
Yeah, 11 Ks in his first start. He's a beast.
Like, our teams are doing phenomenal. So, go Hawks, man.
Yeah. Are we in the glory days right now? I mean, you look at who – men's basketball, Luka Garza, then the Murray twins.
I would argue say they weren't that good with those guys.
They didn't. No. They were really good. They were really, really good. They just didn't win. They didn't win in the tournament, but they were really good.
They didn't win when it mattered.
Correct.
Luka carried that team.
And we never will. Our in-game coaching is so bad right now. I mean, they're kicking the – oh my gosh, Michigan State came back. Yeah, our late game. We watched the Wisconsin game, and I told everyone in the room, bet on Wisconsin because our late game coaching is horrendous with our lineups. Don't know when to call a timeout, and then we just let them go on a 15-0 run every time with 6 minutes. It's the 6 minute mark. We blow the lead every single game. It's infuriating to watch.
You know what, though? You would have lost that bet because we won that game.
We did win that game. So for that was the first time we've blown at Maryland, home to Maryland. Minnesota, we had a comeback, so we'll give us that.
Tony T, baby.
Gosh, it's been terrible. If Ty Berry didn't get hurt on Northwestern, they would have won the title.
All right, take it easy. Boo-booey. Trash.
Boo-booey. Boo Boo is the best point guard in the country, man.
That is just so false. We gotta wrap this up because these guys are coming on soon.
All right. It's Caitlin Clark, Boo Booey, Tiger Woods. That's the big three right now.
That is a wild big three. And I don't like it. Caitlin Clark.
The last thing we have to talk about, we gotta squeeze this in. You're a Lions fan. I'm a Bears fan. Cooper DeJean going to the Packers. Been seeing that on a lot of draft boards. that would break my brain.
And also tell where have you seen Torrey projected?
That was the best propaganda I've ever seen. People saw him hit one punt, and all of Bears Twitter was just draft Torrey Taylor.
I had a dream last night. This is weird, but I had a dream last night that the Bears. This wasn't a dream. Is this true? This isn't a dream. Justin Fields unfollowed Bears on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy, mistake. It's gonna be a mistake.
I mean, it's simple. The Bears draft Caleb one. And then they draft Coop at 9. And then they trade Fields to the Falcons. And we take Torrey with the Falcons pick. It's that simple.
Yeah, I like that. I like it.
Man, would that be fun. So nobody say that Cooper DeJean is going to be a Packer because it's not happening. He's going to be a Bear. We're going to make it happen. Torrey Taylor, he's going to be the highest drafted punter ever. We got to make that happen this year. So we're going to push out the Torrey propaganda hard now.
I also love it that our new punter is number 9. He's Australian. I love that. And the dude seems like a beast. I love him. He followed like every former player on Instagram. And I asked Tori about him. He's like, yeah, it's a cool dude. I'm like, I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's awesome.
He seems
like that's four. Is that four in a row?
Three.
Four Aussies in a row?
Three.
Wow. Art. Aussies.
Yeah, you're right. It is four. Grisande, Sleep, Tori, and this new guy. Fucking four legit Australians. One lead in the pack. Grisande.
That's awesome. All right, we'll wrap it up here. Enjoy this interview. Tristan Wirfs and Ben Hansen, Mike J. Action-packed episode here. All right, we have Super Bowl champ, three-time Pro Bowler, Iowa legend Tristan Wirfs here.
You!
Wirfs,
Come on.
How
we doing?
Hey, starting an open question. Who is better quarterback, Tom Brady or Baker Mayfield?
That's crazy. Everybody knows.
How about this? We'll make it easier. This actually might be harder. When you played with him,
yeah.
Who is better?
Man, that's even harder.
Yeah.
They're so different though. Like this is my way out of this question. They're so different because Tom like would sit in the pocket. Like I knew where Tom was going to be. Like he's going to be at 7 yards. Like I know he's going to step up. But the defender also knew where Tom's going to be. Like he didn't scramble. Like, yeah. So the defender knew where he was going to be. And Bake, everybody knows Bake flies around. So it did take a little like getting used to when I first started playing with Bake, because Tom got the ball out quick and I knew where he was going to be. So like I had, you build up this like internal clock where you're like, okay, you just kind of like, oh, you're like, okay, ball's got to be out. And you kind of just stop. And early in the season, I'm doing that. And then like the defender was just like, he'd stop too. And then like start running again. Cause like Bake's running around somewhere. So it's like, I remember it was like probably right in the middle of the season, like halfway through, I was like, okay, you can't stop. You got to keep blocking. He's going to hold on to it. He's going to fly around, keep the play alive. But the more I play with Bake, it's awesome. Like that he does that. Like it's like, if you just hold it, like you get to a point in the rep, sorry, I'm talking a lot. You get to the point in the rep where the defender shuts down. So if you're still going and he shuts it down because he thinks the ball's out, then you're like, then it's, you know, you're owning him.
Yeah. Do you know what's nuts? It's like that. I remember, I didn't realize how cool it was. Like when, like you guys were getting drafted, like until I remember being at, fucking
Wendy's,
dude. No, what's your guys' place called?
Oh, Benton Street.
Benton. Yeah. I should have known that. I remember being at Benton, and you had just come back from I don't know where. I think it was your draft party.
Yeah, just at my mom's house.
Yeah, you're showing us the DM of Tom Brady DMing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, dude. Shit, this is insane.
It was nuts. It was
insane.
And I forgot to reply. I was like, I left him on open for like a month and a half.
It was terrible. That is awesome. Dude, so what was that like coming in your first year on your playing for the greatest quarterback of all time on a team that's gonna go on to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was, I mean, a lot of starstruck moments. I mean, when I first met Tom, I was like it was like one of my first times in the building, just bumped into each other coming out of a corner. I was like, holy shit, you're Tom Brady. Texted my mom. I was like, just met Tom Brady. I was like, duh. But no, it was a lot of starstruck moments. I remember being in the huddle for the first time in training camp, and like Tom's next to me, Gronk's on my other side, Mike Evans is across from me, AB was in there. Like it was unreal, honestly. Like having those people in that huddle, I was like, this is literally a video game.
Yeah, dude, like, that is insane. Like,
so was your rookie year the one when AB like ran off the field in New York?
No, that was my second year. That was because he signed my rookie year, like middle of the year or something.
That's right.
And then that was my second year, and we didn't even know it was happening. Like we were, the offense was out there, and so we're having like a drive, end of half, like 2 minute drive. And we come off, and when everyone's like, oh, AB went nuts, we're like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then we, like, after the game, we, like, see it all on social media. We're like, what the hell? That was crazy. That was actually crazy.
Was it – was when that happened, like, I know it was probably nuts to like see that happen, like at the aftermath, but was everyone like, eh, that makes sense?
Yeah, to an extent, you're like, you can see it, but like at the same time, like everyone's always asking me, like, oh, like was AB like wild? And I'm like, not really. Like in the locker room, like at least to me, like he always said what's up, just passing in the hallway. So I was like, I had a very short time with him, but I was like, I don't know, it was fine to me. But yeah, when that happened, I was like, dude, that's kind of insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But no, we had no idea it was happening. We come off there, I was like, what? That was wild.
It was funny too, that year. I think it was rookie year when it was going viral. You were like, yeah, I don't even have Tom's number yet, Tom Brady's number. And then he's like, all right, text me. He's just, I don't know if he shot you a text or what.
Yeah, it was it might have been that. Oh, when was that? Anyway, doesn't matter when it was. I remember the media had asked me, they're like, have you and Tom kept in touch like over the offseason? I was like, no. I was like, why would, you know, he's 22 years older than me. I'm like, I'm not sending him TikToks. Like I'm not sending memes. And then it blew up and I was like, oh geez, like his phone's getting probably like, he's getting all these notifications or whatever. I don't know. Probably doesn't have his notifications on, but I'm like sitting there all day. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's probably pissed at me. And then I get a text from a random number that says, we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. Just kidding, it's your favorite quarterback. And I was like, that's gotta be Tom.
That's such a dad joke.
I thought I was gonna mess up or something. It'd be like, I don't know, like Stanley or something. I don't know, like
it just sounds like something Stanley would say.
Just something, and like somebody's messing with me, and I'm like, I'm gonna say this is Tommy, but it was, and it was, yeah, that was, I was nervous as a mug all day long. I was like, he probably hates me now.
Dude. Okay, so the whole rookie year was nuts. Obviously, starstruck. You go on, you win the Super Bowl. How fucked up did you get for that parade?
Oh my God, the parade was so much fun. It was we drank a, so like everyone's on their own boat, like or not everyone, but like the O-line was on one boat. Like Tom obviously had his own personal boat. He was on, so cool. Receivers, running backs, tight ends, we're all on separate boats, and the O-line drank our boat out of beer. It was insane. So people were throwing us beer. We were like, we're out. throwing us beer and stuff. But that was crazy. You know, so you probably know, Max, that Coy was down there with me. Coy
yes, stayed in the first, right, dude.
For like six, we stayed in Tampa for 16 days, just didn't know if it was day or night, like.
Like was everyone after that like partying for a long time after?
Yeah.
That's so sick.
It was unbelievable. And then me and Coy just drove back to Iowa. We're like, oh, should we go back to Iowa now? And we just convoyed up there. And then went like another like week and a half.
Dude, that was, I remember seeing you in the bars.
Because I came back. Dude, that first night.
Dude,
that
you first had a night. Fucking. Like, there was a line of like 60 people inside Spoko just to take a picture with you, and I hopped in the line.
It was insane, dude. I remember walking in the door, and like, I'll never forget this moment. This was because like Spoko was like our place, like so. Yeah. I remember walking in, and everyone's head went like this. It was like, and I could see it. I was like, whoa. And then I didn't even make it. Like people started coming, like taking pictures. I was like, dude, this is insane. I was like, that was wild. Just experiencing that. But yeah, Coy was down for a long time.
Oh, dude, I'm sure. I mean, Coy can hang too. I mean, you guys can get after better than anyone I know.
He couldn't go on the boat though because he had an exam that day. He stayed at my house alone while we went on the boat parade.
Oh. He was so pissed.
He was devastated. He's like, he tried like email his professor. He's like, dude, he's like, I'm at my buddy's house in Tampa. Like, he just won the Super Bowl. We're trying to party. Can I take the test next week? Guy's like, no way.
Oh. Wow. What an a-hole professor.
Dude, yeah, he was at my house taking the test.
That is insane.
Just devastated.
Yep. At that point, you gotta just fail the class.
I was like, I told him, I said, dude, you might have to just eat this one. I was like, I was like, you're gonna have another test.
Dude, that's actually like, what are you doing this? That, I mean, what did he get in the class? Do you remember?
I don't know. I think it was like a, I think it was like a pretty big, like a pretty big test. And he'd already like missed a test, I think.
That is, dude, that is such a bummer.
I felt so, I felt bad. So I'm like, dude, like, it was his last year though. Like he was graduating like that.
Yeah.
Spring, like that spring. So I was like, damn, that would have been like, that would have been crazy.
Absolutely. That would have been fucking insane. If Coy's would have shit his pants on that boat.
Oh yeah. He would have passed out. He wouldn't have, it was a long parade, just like going hard in the paint. And he might have had a tap out.
He might have died.
I think that's like the only memorable parade in years. From any championships was that like, one by far.
I feel like it got so much hype because we're like, oh, we did it on the water. Like
dude, you know? Like, well, because everyone does the same shit. And then you guys are like, yeah, it's a story on a boat. That was the thing.
That day, like, it was like a Wednesday or something. And, like, we were going down, obviously, the river right through Tampa. And, like, the river walk, like, the banks of the river the entire way. Like, you couldn't, like... filled. I'm like the whole city was there. I was like this is wild how many people were there. I was like, it's just a Wednesday.
Holy shit, dude.
I think Tampa like shut down for that. It was, do you know, this is a side note, but so there's a, oh gosh, what movie is it? Oh, remember the Titans. Do you remember when Gary Bertier gets in an accident?
Yeah.
But he's like driving through.
Yes.
Driving through town, whatever. People are like cheering. So I mean, we had a home Super Bowl. So like the game was over, like we were done partying in the locker or like, you know, celebrating in the locker room and like changing, and we just got to go home, like drive home. And like we're driving through Tampa. I'm like, we're like driving to the after party. And like I'm in my truck, like got all the windows down, looking. People are like on top of cars, like the streets are packed. We're like, I'm like, this is a movie. I'm like, this isn't. I'm like, this isn't real. It was like that part. That part was when you're like, whoa, we just won the Super Bowl. Because it felt weird being at home, but we were like, whoa,
dude. Like, what day? Because the Super Bowl was on a Monday. Like, were you guys not? Like, did you guys go out that? I don't know how you could have drove through that crowd and not been like, fuck it, we're hitting the town right now.
It's like a big after party, like it's all planned. Oh, like it's right. It's like a big after party. We had somebody performed, like Cardi B was there. Oh, Migos was there. Like it's like a whole like giant thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So we were driving to that, and like my whole family's like back at my house. Like we went to that for I don't know how long we were there. Go home and like. I think it was like 4 a.m., like 3:30, like wake everybody up. I'm like, we fucking, I'm like, wake up. And just then like from that moment on, it was like, okay, it was like 16 days. And then I was like, we went, dude, it was crazy.
That we like, oh, this NFL thing's easy. We, you know, you just show up, win a Super Bowl, and then you get to like, party.
Yeah, I was like, everyone's talking about the Super Bowl, like getting to a Super Bowl is so hard. I was like, but. It was just like that whole year, because stuff just felt like it had to go, like it had to go right. Like we won or we lost like 3 or 4 in a row or something like earlier on. And every week they kept coming back like, we can still do what we want to do. We can still do what we want to do. And like in college, you lose one and you're like, okay, there go, or one or two. You're like, there goes the Big Ten championship. Like, you know, yeah. So I was like, God, we've lost 3 in a row. I was like, what are you guys talking about? I was like, we're done.
But yeah.
Every week they kept saying, we still do what we want to do. And then we won like 11 straight or something. That run we went on. I was like, but cause at halftime we'd be down or whatever. I'm like, we can come back. Like it never felt like we were going to lose. I'm like, okay, we're going to win.
That's sick.
Yeah. Like it was crazy. It was wild. That year was insane.
So how about this year? Cause I mean, you guys, I'm not going to say it was similar to that season in terms of, I mean, it kind of was.
I mean, we got to the second round.
You guys got hot quick.
Lost 6-7 earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And we're like, just got to get there. Just gotta get to the play where we go 9-9. Like, it was the most fun I've had playing football going 9-9. Like, it was an awesome year. Like, just the people I think we had in our building, an O-line room, one of the closest rooms I've ever been in. Like, being able to have that relationship I have with Bake, like, this year was awesome.
Oh yeah. So was Ford Field bumping?
Yeah, it was loud. It was really loud, but it wasn't as loud as like what I was anticipating. Just from like everyone talking about it, like the week before, I think the week before it was louder because it was like their first playoff game in 30 years or something. Like, So I was going, and I played there before. I played there in COVID, so it was no fans. It was silent.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I know it's closed. It's like brick. I'm like, it could get loud in there. But it wasn't. It was loud, but it wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, right, I got a question. So I lived in Dallas for 2 years. All my buddies there went to Oklahoma. So yeah. 2 years straight, the only name I heard during football season was Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
they love the guy. They said every time he'd go out, like I can't remember the bar in Norman they would always go to, but they said he's just like. The life of the town when he's there. What's he like as a person?
He's awesome. I think that's a pretty good like way to describe him. Just everyone just gravitates towards him. Like as soon as he got here, I remember the first time I met him. It was just I was in the weight room in the summertime just lifting, and I see him walk in and go to the head strength coach's office. I think it was his first day there, just to like introduce himself. And we walked by to go start running. He said, "What's up, big dog?" Just dabbed me up, and I was like, "That was it." And then I don't know. Just our relationship now, like it's just the way it's grown since then. Like we only known each other 8 months, I think. But it's like he's like went to college with us. Like it's crazy. But no, he's just like an Energizer bunny. Just always.
He seems like he'd be a fucking riot.
Yeah,
like I can't even describe it. Like, he's so cool. But, yeah. this guy loves tequila. It's awesome.
Dude, that is gosh, that's sick. That is so fucking sick.
So cool.
Joseph, I think you've had one of the most stories told about them on this pod. When we had Laporta on, one of his was his welcome to the Big Ten moment. He said you were holding AJ on one arm, and then DJ Johnson came off the edge.
Yeah.
And you just gave him one jolt and knocked him out.
Because I remember they make it very more like way more flattering for me. I think so. I was blocking I don't know if it was AJ, it might have been Chauncey Golston. Might have been AJ. But I heard it the first time. I heard Sam tell it, and I was like, okay, I was trying to remember. And I think I messed up because I think I was supposed to keep sliding out to DJ, but I didn't. And I was on the defensive end, and I seen him. I was like, I was trying to like make myself right. And I just kind of like threw a punch out there, and I got him right under the chin. I was like, oh, shit.
That is elite. Dude, do you still talk to Coach P a lot?
Oh, my God, all the time. Really? We probably talk every week.
Dude, he is a freaking man.
I love him to death.
He is like the funniest. I sent him a picture of this is Coach Polisek for anyone listening. I sent him a picture of my buddy when I was in Charleston wearing a Wyoming shirt when he was there.
Yeah.
And he literally just sent me a middle finger emoji.
Like, when was this? When was this? Like pretty recent?
4 months ago. Actually, no, it was recent because I think it's when he got hired as a head coach.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Dude, then I said, congrats on getting the head coach job. He just didn't respond.
Like, dude, he's crazy, but I love him to death. Like we'll FaceTime or like, and I love it, especially when he was on West Coast time and when he was at Wyoming, like West Coast time. Like he'd call me, and he'd forget I'm like 3 hours ahead, and I'm like in bed. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, fire up, and he's like drinking his old fashioned or something. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm fucking sleeping, dude. It's 2 a.m. here. He's like, oh, fuck, my bad. Go to sleep. And hang up. I'm like, dude. But, like, no, we text every week. We FaceTime every week. Like, he's the best. Like, I love him.
Yeah. Dude, he's freaking hilarious. Actually, here's a question for you. So, and I've thought about this. Being in the NFL, you've been there for, was it 3 or 4?
Four years. Going into my fifth.
Going into your fifth. Do you ever just like, I mean, because you're a seasoned rookie now. Like, mm-hmm. ever, like, is college just an afterthought now? Like, do the games that you remember playing in, like, do they kind of just fade away as you're playing in, like, such bigger games?
You can be honest. It sounds bad, but yeah. Like, I've been in the NFL longer than I was in college.
Yeah.
Like, I was in college for three years, but as like we came in, I did three seasons.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, it's a really weird feeling. I have thought about that before because it's like I don't like I watched games and I'm like, I don't know. Like, you don't know, like nobody you watch or nobody you played with is still playing. This might have been the last year, just because of COVID. Yeah, or last year.
Nico is like one of the last guys.
Yeah. And he took his COVID year. Like,
yeah.
But it's like you see guys and you're like, who is, like, you don't know anybody.
No.
And dude. So it's really weird. Because before, like my rookie year, like all you guys were playing, I'm like, they're my fucking boy. Like, oh, I was like, dude.
Yeah.
You know? So it's definitely weird. But yeah, it's definitely.
What's going to be even weirder is that you're going to be like, I mean, anyone watching, at least that came in with us,
mm-hmm.
or playing in the NFL, like we're going to be cheering on more people in the NFL than we are in Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's fucking weird.
Crazy. I get on Twitter and like see how the boys, like if me and like AJ Epinesa were playing at the same time, I'm like, how'd AJ do today? Like,
yeah.
He went off this year. He went silly.
He was silly. Every Hawkeye.
Everybody. Yeah. Honestly. Sammy Laporta.
Sammy Lapee, dude. He went nuts. Campbell played solid. I mean,
But
Gino.
Gino,
fucking interception. Dude.
Yeah. So, no, it's yeah. He had a punt return this year for touchdown.
Yeah, in Chicago.
Dude, it's like, yeah, like all your boy, like everybody we came in with, like as freshmen, like went through like all that freshman shit, like we were all did it together, and now it's like it's crazy. Like it's just it's weird, like looking back, not knowing people in college.
Yeah.
And then you're like watching all your boys, like you're like, whoa, this is cool.
Oh yeah. 100%. Of course, sorry, I just asked like a shit ton of questions.
No, you're good. the other story, when the Paulsons came on, they were talking about the crawfish broil.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said you're a staple to the crawfish broil.
Dude, I love the crawfish broil.
The long story they told is how, like, you guys have been drinking all day, just eating a ton of food, and they walk out, and you're just smoking cigs with their grandma on the back porch.
Dude, they love, because I'll never forget them, like, walking out. We're just sitting there, and they're like, Orphy, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm
You still talk to those guys
when
you come out, right?
Yeah, Landon and Lexi have came down and stayed with me. They've came down and stayed with me twice. And then Levi and Rachel, I think we're going to try this coming season to get down here. Yeah, they're all-time guys. They're the best.
All-time. They're freaking – that is like – when I think of like the linemen we had, I think of you,
yeah.
the Paulson, Schott, and Lindy.
Yeah.
Definitely missing more.
There's so many.
Those are the guys like we came in with though.
Yeah. It's
like it's all time.
I think we had a good ass group of like people like in our like for the most part. Like I think our group of people like just was sick.
Dude, our class was insane. Like much fun.
Yeah. It was a blast. College was so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you ever think they're going to have like a reunion game at Iowa for us? Like, were we
come back or something? Yeah. And honor us?
Do you have any good, like maybe, maybe the USC game.
Dude, we beat the brakes off them.
We beat the brakes off them. I don't think we'd come back for a Big Ten championship. Because we just gotta do it.
Like, we just gotta do it on like make a plan, like all of us together. Like,
we can There's a lot of guys.
Like bye weeks and shit.
Fuck, you're right.
Just gotta have
to line
up. We have to do it. We have to do it like in the off season.
Yeah, just, we'll have to. We just do a bar crawl.
We'll tailgate like a baseball game.
Dude, it's like an Iowa City like bar crawl with the boys.
Dude, it would be absurd.
Unreal. Oh, there was something I was gonna say and I totally forgot.
Have you ever thought about opening up a bar in Iowa City? Remember how we had that idea? You're gonna open up a bar called Shots.
With Shooter, me and Shooter were gonna do it. Yes. Oh. All right. Well.
Dude.
It'd be awesome.
It's very like
get the logo of his hair.
Gonna have it just like a silhouette.
Yeah.
Oh my god. A silhouette of him like in the O of Shots.
Dude.
You could
make a humongous profit off that.
We have a good, like, this is a pretty good. I'm going to pencil this down.
Dude. That would be.
I want to pitch this idea in an all-star game at the Solon Beef Days for the hay bale toss.
Oh my gosh. Dude, there's a kid that threw it like 14 feet this year.
Dude, okay. I was talking to Jack about this. Yeah, it was Jang's dunker. I bet you, do you think if you came back and like did it again, like you would fucking throw like 17?
Maybe. Because I did it before I got to Coach Doyle. It was the summer week. So I guess I had gotten a month and a half of Coach Doyle.
Yeah.
Because I did it that first summer when we were in what's that dorm? What's the first dorm we were in?
Courier. Yeah, bro.
Oh, my. I did it when we were in Courier. So, like, 3 years with Coach Doyle. Maybe I have to do it, like, next summer, get some dad strength.
Dude, that would be so much fun. If we just all went back for beef days.
That'd be a good time. There's one in Mount Vernon. There's one in my hometown the week before, too.
Let's just run it for a week.
That'd be tough.
That would be
just throwing hay.
Dude, speaking of career, I just told this story to someone like 2 days ago, and they were asking me when my first dip was.
Was it with us in career?
It was with you and fucking Coy, dude. It was like,
dude, I remember it in our dorm room?
Yes, because I remember I walked in just to hang out, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? You're like, just dipping. And I'm like, is it that bad? And you're like, no, dude, no.
No,
it's not. Yeah, and you're like, if it tastes bad, take it out. You'll feel instantly better. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. And I put it in, and then it was like 2 minutes went by. I'm like, I'm just not feeling great. Like, yeah, you're like, take it out. And then I took it out. I'm like, dude, I feel significantly worse. And you're like, yeah, you're totally fucking with you. You might throw up,
dude. I was trying to make you splashing
water in my face. Oh my!
I was trying to make you feel better. I'm like, hey, it'll be fine if you take it out. You're like, I feel so much worse. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Dude, that dorm, that was so much fun.
That was a crazy dorm. Like, we did a bunch of shit in there. That was awesome.
Well, because it was football player, basketball player, football. Like, we lined up the whole hallway.
Yeah. Remember Hankins? Remember Hankins golfing in the hallway?
That video will live, like, forever in my head.
That's crazy. I have, like, snap memories that come up from, like, Courier. I'm like, oh, my. I'm like, we look like children.
Bro.
And I was like, who gave us this just freedom?
It was, the greatest. Oh, my gosh. The fact that we just wake up in the morning, it'd be, like, a little cold out. You hop on a moped, just ride around town.
Just go fucking train hard. And then we're like, okay.
Yeah. Then we're just free for the rest of the day.
God.
I had that video pop up. It was me, you, Kallenberger. I want to say, I don't know, were you in that? Dude, there was one video of like us, like picture day, freshman year. And it's just us sitting on the bleachers. I'm like, what the hell has happened?
Picture day? I hate looking at those pictures like from back then. I was like, I look like an infant. I look like a boy.
Yeah, but you know what's nuts though is like, you think you look like a boy. I remember walking in. I walked in and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm 5'11", 150 pounds. This guy's like 6'4", 300 pounds of freshman. I'm like, I don't know if I belong here.
That's crazy.
Like, and then I see AJ and I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Dude, I was terrified when I first saw AJ. I'm like, that's who I have to block. Cause like I went from blocking guys that like were your size.
None taken.
Like it's small town. Like I'm like, all right, this will be a fun game.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, like, I thought first time I saw Brandon Smith, I thought he was a defensive end.
Dude, I was just going to say, when I walked in the receiver room and I saw, like
– I couldn't imagine that for you, seeing Bruce Smith.
I walked in, I'm like, there's this guy's like a linebacker, right?
Like, what is – that's a creature. So that was created in a lab. That's dude, he looks like he's a specimen. I was like, oh. I'm like, that guy's pretty impressive. But, you know, and they're like, no, he plays wide receiver. I was like, oh.
Dude, he could – yeah, that was a crazy – freshman year was, like, the biggest, like, eye-opening year ever.
It's a crazy time. It is, like, when you're like, okay, everyone's
just that. I remember – so my second day – first or second day at college, you and Henry were riding around on the mopeds, Henry Marquez. Yeah. And so me and one of my buddies who – we were also in Catlett, we were like, all right, Hen, let's hang out. So you guys get I think this is the only time I met you. No way you remember it, but you and Hen picked us up and we went to Peterson and I was like, oh, like that's how big our players are. Like we're going to win a national championship for sure.
Walking through, I wish I remembered that. I don't. Walking through Peterson, like, cause I saw like Luca and like Jack Nungi.
I'm like, what? I'm like, what are they?
They're like ducking to get through hall. Like, I'm like, oh my, I never, you don't see people that big just walking around. Like, and we're freshmen walking through the dorms. These guys are like taking slow mo stride. I'm like, what?
It's dude, like, our floor, wait, what were you on? What floor are you on? 11? No, you're on 8. You were
7?
7? 7. It was 7. Because we were on. 10? What was the highest floor?
I don't know.
But I remember our floor was like, it was me, Gersande, Mark, Henry, Nico, Spencer, Luca, Jack, Ash, Amir, B. Smith. And it was just like, we're chilling as freshmen up in this like floor. I'm like, and now I look back at it, it's like, dude, that was insane.
That
like,
was on. We didn't have no responsibilities. Like, we didn't. We just play football and go to class. Like, on.
That was oh my gosh, dude! I'd pay so much money to go back to that.
So much.
Oh, we do need to get like a something where we could all get back together somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, dude, we talked to the Paulsons about it, like having like a crawfish boil.
Like reunion crawfish boil.
Dude, that's what we said. It would be insane. It would be absurd.
It'd be triple the size of a regular one.
100%. And it'd be all just the bullets. Dude. Oh my gosh.
That would be crazy.
Coop, if we ever did a summer golf outing and then just throw it right into a crawfish broil.
Dude, we could do that.
Ran out of course or something.
So we're trying to get stuff. We're trying to get like a. So we actually have at 7:30. So it'd be 8:30 your time.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Hansen's coming on. Oh. And this other guy, it's his son. His name is Mike J. You heard that name?
Mike J, like the Iowa track and field Mike J?
Yeah. He's.
I love Mike J. Mike J is my boy.
He's coming on.
I'm gonna text him, dude. He's announced like the Drake relays and like state track forever. He's so cool.
He called me. He called me. He's like, hey, Ben was saying we could maybe come on the podcast and talk a little bit about what we're. I'm like, dude, absolutely. Like that'd be awesome.
Mike J, you'll like Mike J. He's awesome.
Dude, Dude, they have like some fundraise. Have you heard of their fundraise? It's called like the Weekend Warrior.
Yeah, it's a big shooting thing.
It's like shooting and like they'll do track and field, golf, and something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so the Cold Zero Spirits. Like they like whiskey and like yeah. vodka and stuff. So I like do stuff with them, and they his name is like Casey Max. He does it.
Okay.
But he's like a partner or part of it. Yeah, they've invited me. I need to get to one.
Dude, you should. Maybe we should. I mean, if you're free this summer, maybe we'll.
When is it? Do you know in May?
Okay. I'll find the official. I'll shoot you a text after this.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to get some guys to do that because it's like you like bike so far, you run a 4x2.
Wow.
And then you golf 9 holes.
Wow. Yeah, I know like Brandon Scherf, like he does a shit like Scherf, Blythe, the Paulsons, Boone Myers, I think does it. They do like the hunt and stuff. So yeah, that'd be sick.
That would be sick. I'll let you know the details. I'll try and I might throw that in the group chat tonight and see what see if the boys want to come down. We can try and get as many people as we can.
Yeah.
It'd be sick if it lined up, but I don't know. We'll see. So how much are your contracts left?
1 year.
Is it – I mean, I don't know. I don't know how this works, but
go ahead.
Like, does it – can you tell you're going to stay?
Well, okay, so the Bucks picked up my fifth-year option last March. So because all first-round rookie contracts are 4 years with a fifth-year option, like, you know, they can decide to pick it up right after your fourth year or right after your third year. So they did. And then, so that means I'm under contract for next year, but at the franchise tag price, because I made two Pro Bowls. There's like escalators or something in the fifth year option. So I'm under contract for next year. If they want to do an extension, then we'll see.
Do you want to pay those fucking bands?
You
trying to get the big bucks?
Oh, baby, that is sick. Are you loving Tampa? Like, do you love Tampa as a city?
Dude, it's gorgeous. Like, it's been a really nice place to live. I mean, hard to beat. It's been 70 degrees the past week and a half.
Yeah, that is.
But no, like just like the food scene here is really good. Like the downtown area, like downtown Tampa is like blowing up. Yeah, it's a good spot. I've loved it here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're not on the water, are you?
No.
Okay.
Still on my rookie contract, but that's
hey.
Houses on the water down there ain't cheap.
If you stay, you may have to just move a little bit.
I go on Zillow and stuff just to fuck around. The houses on the water are dumb expensive. I was like, I like being landlocked. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, don't have to worry about the hurricanes, really.
Yeah, I'm out of the flood zone. So like, we've had two hurricanes, and my house, I've been knock on wood. You know, my house has been fine.
Yeah. So who's got houses on the water? Who's got like the fucking pad?
See, that's what's weird. It's different than college. Like, we don't like hang out at like people's houses.
Interesting.
It's weird, but I think Vita lives down in the water.
Okay.
Tom lived down on Tom's house was Tom's house was nice. Who else lives down there? Do you remember Blaine Gabbert? He was a backup quarterback for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got a house down there. Gorgeous place.
It's all these dudes been playing in the league for a minute.
Yeah.
Backing it up.
Yeah, I don't know who all lives. Baker lives in like a townhome. He lives in like a townhouse this year down there. Good spot. It's a really, really nice spot. But yeah, it's pricey down there.
Yeah, dude. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Forrester, you got anything?
That's great. Tristan, thanks for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to this day.
Yeah. Worst, hey, we got You gotta stay in touch, man. We'll have to get together this summer for sure.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Absolutely. Well, I'll text you when that fundraiser is.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, brother. Hey, well, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys.
Absolutely, brother.
All right, we have Joe J and Ben Hansen here. So, fellas, we need the rundown on TrackMan here. And also, yeah, the event, just everything we'd be doing. You guys take it away.
Track Guy. No, you're good. Track Guy Foundation. It's a foundation that we started, my dad and my brother and I, to raise money for track and field in the state of Iowa for high school athletes and down. So we do clinics that include junior high kids as well. But track is really important to our family. My dad is a big track announcer, announces state track, Drake relays, flies all over the country doing, you know, NCAA championships, et cetera. And so it was important for us to give back to track and expand track and field and cross country in the state of Iowa. And so, you know, it's kind of fitting that we're on this podcast, kind of, I think we can weave it in because there are some track stars that have played football at Iowa, you know, Cooper DeJean being one of them.
Yep.
You know, he was a multiple state champion in the 100 meter dash. And Tristan Wirfs, state champion. The backup punter, Nick Phelps. I don't know if you guys.
He was a shot put, right?
Shot put. He threw further in the shot put and discus in high school than Tristan Wirfs. He's number two all time in the shot put, and Wirfs is number three. And so he's kind of hidden back there behind Torrey Taylor for, maybe. But so Iowa track and field is huge, and we have really great athletes that come out of Iowa and run track in college, but also, you know, are multi-sport athletes and go on to, you know, play basketball, play football at the next level. And so we raise money, we sell T-shirts. We take donations, and then we provide shoes and money for clinics and camps for kids in the state, and really just try to do whatever we can to help that community.
Absolutely. So, and Ben gave us a little lowdown of what exactly the event. First off, when is the Weekend Warrior event?
So with having said that. We wanted to have like another big, we want to have like a big event that could raise money for Track Guy and something fun, something. And what we ended up with was something pretty unique, something kind of weird, something, a team competition, that's going to be on Memorial Day weekend this year, between Iowa City and Solon. And so Friday night, and Saturday morning of Memorial Day weekend. And it's called the Weekend Warrior.
Love it. Those are sweet shirts too.
Justin Elsner. He's helping us, and he put the design together.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. So
it's a good weekend too. You get an extra day to recover from the
exactly. From
the run. Oh yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Ben was saying.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think with it, obviously, like we talked about prior, you know, obviously Mike, Joe's brother, John, they do so much for Track Guy. And obviously, I think this event will obviously enhance that mission and what they're doing. But with the event, it's going to be a fun weekend. We talked about it, Max, Jack, before he got on. These are all the brainchild of Joe, who's sitting right there. Here to help him with it, but it's fun. It's supposed to be the lifetime.
And Ben, you give Ben like a little snippet of an idea, and he's gonna like think about a million different things that you can do with it. And so, I came up with it in the shower, but collectively, there's about 8 to 10 of us that have been over happy hours and get-togethers talking about the Weekend Warrior since like August.
That's awesome.
So essentially it's your lifetime sports competition. So it's activities in which most people can do from when they're very young to very old. So like you said, with the events, Friday night will be, there's only one event Friday night, Colonial Lanes. So that'd be on the 24th of May. That will be your bowler. So essentially you have four people on your team. Each individual person on your team has to do one individual event. And obviously then there'll be a team event. So Friday will be the bowling event. So one of your four will be bowling. That'll happen at Colonial Lanes. And then on Saturday, we'll have golf. So you'll have one of your members be a golfer. It'll be nine holes at Saddleback. We'll have a team event. That'll be the 4x2. So that'll be the one event in which all four of your teammates are together. It'll be on the Solon track. It'll be fun to see how people comprise their teams. Also knowing that you do have to do a sprint and a 4x2. And then one of your individuals on your team will be the biker. You'll do a 25K bike in Solon. And then the other person will be the 5K run. The bike run, hoping we'll end it at Big Grove. And after the, after the last race, whether it's the bike or the run, we'll have a nice little event over at Big Grove. They've been a good sponsor of ours. So we'll go over there. We'll have some good fellowship, drinks, food over there, and kind of just celebrate a great weekend, celebrate a great mission and that of Track Guy, and ward out the winner for the inaugural Weekend Warrior, and hopefully keep continuing this for further years. So it's going to be fun. It'll be exciting. It's something new. I've never seen something like this in terms of a team event with those type of various events. So it'll be interesting. Like we were talking about before, it's kind of fun to see, because I believe, Joe, we have 18 teams or as of right now. We're going to be capping it at a certain amount. Obviously,
we're going to cap it at 36, because this first year we only want to mess with nine holes of golf. So four people per hole. And just kind of see how it goes this first year. So we're going to cap it at 36 teams.
Beautiful.
So hopefully we got half of the spaces available. We've got some co-ed teams. We've got all men teams. We have an all women's team. It's going to be fun. It's $300 per team for four people. And like we said, all the proceeds of everyone who signs up goes to Track Guy. So
now, two things. One, the after party is going to be awesome, because we're going to have the finish line of those last two events be right into the party at Big Grove. We met with them today. We're going to shut down the street in front of Big Grove. They're giving us, they said if we don't hear no from them in 24 hours, they're in. So maybe don't push this out there till maybe later tomorrow. But yeah. I think they're in. They're super excited about it. They've been great partners of ours in the past. But we're going to shut down the street in front of the Solon Big Grove. And we've worked with Luke Eustace in Coralville to get a blow up arch to have for the finish line. And people are going to finish automatic timing set up with my dad's connections and track. Automatic timing, they're going to cross the finish line, update the scores, and then they'll just funnel right into a party at Big Grove out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a freaking time. That'd be,
well, there's no better party than a Big Grove party.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get a team of your former teammates all together.
You know what sucks? I just realized this when you said the date. So I was praying when you said May. I'm like, there's only one weekend in May. I can't do it. And none of my teammates can. And it's Memorial Day weekend, because me, Spencer, Nico, Grisande, Marques, Lindy, Tori, we're all coming up to my lake house in Michigan for a golfing weekend. So, we should maybe we'll all buy t-shirts and take a picture at the course and
post. Hey, there you go. There you go.
Awesome advertisement.
Well, you got always next.
Yeah, next year.
I'm 100%. That'd be awesome. I would love to do that. That sounds like a freaking riot.
And for I had my brother put in on the website. So if somebody were to listen to this and register, the acronym MOM 2024 will get them $50 off on the discount if they use that to register their team.
There you go.
So you guys are official. So if you're getting like discount codes on your podcast.
Let's freaking go. Oh, yeah. Hey, well, hey, if you're listening, MOM 2024, you get $50 off your what is it, joining fee? So be,
yeah, your registration fee. Yeah. Go to trackguyfoundation.com, make your way to Weekend Warrior information, and then check out MOM 2024.
There you go.
There's only half of the slots left, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time's running out. Whoever's listening is better hurry up.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, hey, we appreciate you guys coming on and telling us about this. It's awesome. This is an awesome thing, and hopefully in the future we can find a way to maybe do some with you guys, maybe some sort of collaboration, me and Jack were talking about doing maybe like some sort of golf outing this summer. Or just something where we could get maybe you guys and like Count the Kicks.
Oh yeah.
Whether it was one like fundraiser doing something, which I love. Well, I love bringing a bunch of random stuff together like that and put it into one competition. So maybe we'll think of something. We'll have to come to you guys.
Two more track things. Cause we got to tie it into track a little bit. Okay. Riley Moss, great hurdler, number two all time. He's a beast. And then Epinesa didn't go to high school in Iowa, but he was at one point the number one discus thrower in the nation as a high schooler. So.
And Moss is going to be up there.
So go track. Go track. Go football. Go Iowa Hawkeyes.
Coop just exited out. But, yeah. Yeah, I guarantee his laptop.
He can't compete with Cooper DeJean, so he's like, I'm out of here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he didn't get named in it, so he's pissed. No. It is funny, though. I mean, like, right when you show up on campus, you hear kids who ran track in Iowa. Right away, they talk about the Drake Relays. That's like the biggest event of the year, it sounds like, in Iowa. So,
yeah, it's pretty special.
Yeah.
I have no idea what just happened, but
we were thinking you just got really excited about all that.
I slammed the computer off, so it's gone. But yeah, that's awesome. Well, yeah, thanks again, guys, for coming on. And hey, remember, if whoever's listening to this, if you want to go run, bike, bowl, golf, use code MO or MOM, MOM 2024 at checkout, and you get $50 off your registration fee. But you gotta do it
soon. And if you don't have your full team yet, the only required fields in the form is the captain. And so just secure a spot, pay the fee, secure a spot, and then we'll follow up, you know, later down the line, gets closer to find out who the teammates are.
Oh, yeah. Question. Let's say you don't have a team, you can't run or something like that. Can you still go party at Big Grove after at the finish line?
Oh, yeah. More the merrier. Yeah.
Look at that. Absolutely. It's a win-win Memorial Day weekend.
And you are – that's a great point, Jack, that you bring up, because even if you're not competing at all, we do want – and, I mean, people are going to bring their families who are competing. But in Solon that weekend, especially over at Big Grove, I mean, that's for anyone who wants to be there and support the mission and support Track Guy. You don't just have to be a participant to be part of that event over at Big Grove. So.
I should say this. You guys might have to cut some, you know, make this all sound coherent. But I should. Oh, I don't know why that popped up there. Riverside Casino, they're our title sponsor. They threw in $5,000 for the event, and they're going to help us get a couple NIL athletes up there during the social. So we really do want it to be kids friendly. Autographs and you know, make it like a time, an event, you know, to spend some of your Saturday at Memorial Day. Everything of the competitions on Saturday we're trying to have done by noon, and so then people are, you know, not spending the entire, you know, 3-day weekend doing this. You know, it's Friday night, Saturday morning, then they can kind of get on with the rest of their weekend. But Midwestern Financial Group and McGrath Auto in Cedar Rapids are a couple other big sponsors, and we're going to hit up some other ones too. But we've got a lot of support for it, so we're pumped.
Love it. That's awesome.
Sounds awesome. That's going to be a fun weekend.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
And yeah, 100%.
Thanks for coming on.
Solon during Memorial Day weekend. Make sure to, first off, you guys sign up soon because I've been feeling the spots are going to run out pretty quick.
Yeah.
And code MOM 2024.
MOM 2024. Any combination of teams, doesn't have to be all men, all women, co-ed, whatever you want, anything.
Awesome.
Perfect. Cool.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming on. Get signed up.